Black Wizard in the flesh will now define science in step 3. From the viewpoint of the light side, and Tom's the dark side can understand.
A theory is like an opinion. Everyone has one, and no one can agree on anything. So both of these are useless when it comes to science. So I try to never give opinions or theories about anything. But science is more than facts, and has nothing to do with religion, because free will is more important and less confining. But in a world that is ruled by money, which is the root of all evil, and the driving force behind all science, it seems science is what you pay for. You only listen to those that have money. So money is the only science you know. So it's no surprise that the science of the wizard falls into the fairy tale category. Because pure science fiction sells better. So I find myself having to compare science fiction to real science. And my videos become fat and pointless. Because what is the point of talking about science fiction as if it was real science? And that is why society has devolved into a slave population controlled by money. And its population has been so dumbed down and brainwashed into thinking wizards are just fairy tales. Just so the powers that be can sell you dumb. Which is another word for theory, if you ask my opinion. But that is just a theory. Because words are a wizard's best line of defense. They can cut deeper than a sword and cure any illness. In this step, I will finish up my talk about gravity. Because it seems to be the most confusing aspect of science. Because there are too many theories and opinions that conflict, and mainstream science is always flip-flopping on this theory over that theory. So why is this such a difficult concept for sheeple to understand? It's not like it's changed since the creation of the universe. Yet most of you will believe in any theory you heard. Like its centrifugal force, even though common sense would tell you that would throw you off the planet. So they tell you it's because the Earth is so massive that it defies the laws of physics. But wizards never lack science that does not obey the laws of physics, because those types of theories are very unpredictable and cannot be verified scientifically, so they become science fiction, because that is what they are, if it's not the truth. I inherited a lot of papers written by Nikola Tesla, as well as other wizards. But Tesla, like Newton before him, said he was a descendant of Jesus, which would make him a relative of mine also. And he was also an Aspie, which makes him a wizard, which makes the connection even more interesting, and might explain how my grandfather left me all his notes. It seems our obsession with the universe was handed down from generation to generation, just like the papers I tell about, so it's now part of his story. What I found interesting is that both Tesla and Newton were working on the same problem, which is what the sun and planet's core was constructed of and how it worked. And both men spent their entire life working on this one problem and solved many others in pursuit of just this one answer. And since I already answered that question, I can now move on with science. But first, you must understand that current mainstream theories about the core of a sun or planet is that it's a nuclear reaction which defies all known laws of physics. By being able to compress empty space to the point it does not exist, and then compress the material into a singularity, which Einstein refers to as a black hole. I must point out that I cannot go along with any theory that defies the laws of physics. This is science fiction, because it involves paradoxes. While reality teaches us that all objects contain 99.99% empty space, and that is a lot of empty space. But Nikola agreed with Isaac, stating that all space has four dimensions. And since mainstream belief was that only the third dimension exists, that the first and second dimensions are just theoretical. Tesla stated that no dimension was a dimension in itself, and all wizards talk literally, so Tesla and Newton agreed that the zero, first, second, and third dimensions made up all space. And growing up, this is what I was taught, and I thought everyone thought that way. So as it turns out, I inherited the way these men think. And in time, I realized that what they wrote should not be a secret. Even though I lost the papers, I did not lose their meaning. Inheritance should be passed down from one generation to the next. So this is my way of passing this information on. Both Tesla and Newton knew that tides were caused by electromagnetic changes in our magnetosphere, but they did not have the tools to measure such a field accurately enough to figure out how, but knew that just like the light, it existed. It was the only explanation for how the atmosphere does not vent into outer space. And also understood that the moon's gravity was not causing the tide changes, since it was not changing the gravity of the earth. Both men also knew that lightning caused the ground to contract, and wondered if this was why the tide changes take place. Did the lightning somehow change during high tide? Because lightning is going on all over the world all the time, and lightning patterns should be easy to detect. The technology of their days made this task too difficult to test. So the only puzzle they were working on was how the core of the sun and planets worked, since they knew it was the key to gravity. They also knew that the sun's core was not hot. So I do not believe they would have gone along with the nuclear theory. But since nuclear power was unheard of in Newton's time, I cannot speak for him. But Tesla did not believe the sun had any signs of being nuclear. So the idea of it baffled him. How could it sustain itself? It's just not possible. This is the dream of cold fusion, and that is all it is. And it's more science fiction than fact, since the concept defies the laws of physics. Nor did it behave like it was electricity. In fact, the only thing it did behave like was the light. So they both agreed that the light must cause gravity. And it's this light that is in all of Newton's calculations. He called it force. And Tesla interpreted that as a force field and began work to discover how light can cause a force field. Tesla said that lightning cannot cause gravity to change, and quickly eliminated any electromagnetic device having any effect on gravity through numerous experiments, as have many scientists since then. So it has been proven time and time again that no amount of electromagnetic energy can cause a force field that affects gravity in the slightest. So any talk about magnetism having any influence on gravity stops here. And Tesla ruled out centrifugal force for the same reason Newton did, since it would throw us off the planet, as all scientific testing concluded. So whatever gravity is, it has to overcome centrifugal force. So any discussion about centrifugal force affecting gravity is limited to it having to overcome it, and not it actually creating it. Because as Tesla and Newton both pointed out, that is just not possible. Even Albert Einstein, who idolized Newton and believed in his math, said the same thing. So now that we can all agree on this point, let's move on to what does. Gravity is caused by the null space bubble that is formed around the core of the planet as it is dragged through space. I already proved that in previous videos and do not want to repeat it here, nor the discussion about the core itself, since I talked about it in detail in previous videos also. So what I do want to point out is that in Newton's and Tesla's day, the magnetosphere study was still new, and the tools of today were not available to them, as they were to me. So it was nothing for me to figure out how the core of the Earth works, based on science of my day. So I stood on the shoulders of giants to achieve this goal that both Newton and Tesla could not answer, and it was due to their work that any of this science is even possible. So I give them all the credit for this discovery. All I did was tell stories about it, but that is all wizards ever do. And Newton and Tesla were both wizards as well, so what did you expect? But his story did not end here. There was more to his story that you must understand. Benjamin Franklin, who was also a wizard, which is another term for Aspie, had a lot to say about lightning. Tesla read everything he could find about it, but found Franklin to be the best source of information on the subject. My cousin Isaac Newton was born before Franklin died, and said he had all his work on lightning. Tesla referenced some of the things my cousin said, so it was clear he also had a copy of all his work, which further led me to believe that there is a family connection here. But I could never find any evidence of it, and like Newton, I do not like talking about things I cannot prove, even though all the documents I did have are now gone. But in my mind, it's not like they never existed, only that I do not have them. But it's clear others do. And it's also clear from my great-grandfather's journal that he knew Franklin. So this obsession with lightning has been going on for a long time now. Tesla said that real lightning has qualities that lightning generators could not produce. He said that there is something in real lightning that a generator cannot create. He called it mass. He said that real lightning had more mass, like it was heavier, or had more weight to it, and said it was a key component of lightning that made harvesting it a worthwhile venture, and spent the rest of his life pursuing it. Everyone should agree that lightning cannot produce gravity. But I must state it just to get it out there, because a lot of people still believe that gravity can be produced by electricity, or even more foolishly, in centrifugal force. But Tesla was very clear on the point that these ideas were just scams to make money. So every time sheeple want to talk about free energy coming from magnets, makes the hair on the back of my neck rise up, proving that all the great ideas were being stolen just to make money. And Tesla himself despised money, as do most wizards, at least those in the light. It's the reason Tesla's work got shut down, because the bankers knew that if Tesla got his way, everyone would get free energy, and the bankers could not have that, so they shut him down. What I discovered about lightning is that gravity attracts it. I used to think it was just completing a circuit, but Franklin, Tesla, and even Newton thought it had more to do with gravity than what I have been able to prove to myself. So this puzzle is not over for me. It's still a puzzle I have to solve. But I do not have the tools to answer this question. The technology of this day is not advanced enough. So for now, I can say that lightning is essential to the health of the planet. I know it's like oil, which is the blood of the planet. So lightning must be its nervous system. But I found no link to gravity that I can prove without building a machine that can test this idea. So in the pursuit of artificial gravity, it seems to me that you will still have to build a trinary engine. And a lightning ball is the key to this puzzle. Since light is what causes gravity, it's because of the trinary engine, or core, of the sun or planet, is forcing the light around it, creating a bubble of null space around the dense core. But it seems to me that to create such a device, you will still have to deal with the gravity of it. Meaning, like the sun or planets, it gets dragged through space the moment its gravity overrides the gravity around it. The next question is, which way would it get dragged? A question that needs to be answered before you start one up. This concept is what I call free energy. But to build such a device would take a change in technology, science, and society. Just to be crystal clear about the trinary engine, if I take all accounts in the Bible about how God is the light, I have to account for the light having darkness in it, and how light is energy, and how we are the light, a view that Tesla, Franklin, and Newton, as well as others and myself have. Then I look into the science of this day, and what do I find? God's particle. So I investigate it, and look at what I find. A matter, antimatter, and null space state, forming a tri-state element. And Newton came up with the mathematical formula, 1 plus negative 1 equals 0, to describe this relationship. Even though he did not know about God's particle at his time, due to technology, namely the electron microscope, which oddly enough was built using principles he himself invented, with some of Tesla's electronics thrown in. And his description of God and all his equations led me to figure out how the core of all planets were created. Keep in mind, I am talking about the core of every galaxy, sun, planet, and moon, as well as other flying objects in space. I know the core had to be very dense. And the only way to make anything that dense is to remove the empty space in it. Since 99.999% of all the mass of any object is empty space, it can only be achieved by creating a super dense material. And doing research, I found that neutrino detectors were believed to have been detecting a material that came from suns that have gone supernova. So I called this material Tritanium. I knew it was the densest material known to mankind, yet none has ever been captured due to how small the particles are, and it was believed that they have no protons. So I worked on several models that could be reproduced in nature and matched all the criteria for such an engine. Then I named it a trinary engine. I did a lot of research that took most of my life, even though I had the concept perfected by age 9, mostly through my dreams, as well as the dreams of other wizards. Some of these dreams are public knowledge, stories about lightning and how we are the light, which all the wizards have talked about, as well as real science from real scientists, and the works of Kepler, Galileo, Newton, Franklin, Tesla, and other wizards, as well as references from the Bible and other scientists up to this date. And this is what I came up with: a working model of a trinary engine, which is the galaxy, sun, planets, and moons. It's one engine that can power the core of all interstellar objects, including some comets and asteroids. Although I must admit the existence of such an engine has not been proven yet, and its existence may not even be provable, since it's the core of a planet, be it a galaxy, sun, planet, or moon. So it's unlikely we will ever get a chance to examine the core of any of these objects. But like the Bible states, we must have faith that the light exists. And if God made this engine, it would be a given that mankind should be able to figure out how. Since God made humans at the cellular level, you could use your cell phone. That joke never gets old. God showed all the wizards I speak of a vision of how. The trinary engine explains it. Logically, it answers all the questions about how the universe actually works. I can only imagine how a trinary engine is built. Imagine a sphere made of the densest material I called tritanium, and filling it with matter and antimatter, knowing the two can never come in contact with each other because they are both in different dimensions. Real matter is in the third dimension, but in terms of God's particle, which I call the light, these dimensions exist at the first and second dimensions, and null space is the zero dimension. So it keeps the sphere from imploding, because there is no empty space inside the sphere, because the matter and antimatter would take up all the empty space. This is a key concept, because this core is so dense it contains no empty space, and there is no other way to remove empty space from any object. So what is the object? Space. The space that makes this sphere so dense that nothing can penetrate it, not even empty or null space. Keep in mind that when I say empty space, it's the same as saying null space in certain conditions, but I use the terms to denote how they are used. So empty space is the same as 99.999% of all the empty space that makes up the static universe. But null space refers only to the space that contains no dimensions. So it is the zero dimension. But in reality, they could be the same thing. Since empty space is empty for a reason. It has no dimensions. For three-dimensional objects to exist in is one of them. And nothing can be compressed to take out these empty spaces in any object. Since at the subatomic level, nothing can come close to that space. No matter how hard you crush an object, and this might be because that space contains no dimensions. But I cannot prove that scientifically. But other scientists also had this belief. Einstein refers to this as a black hole, but I will never use that term to describe it, since a black hole only refers to a theoretical, dynamic universe. And I already disproved that theory in my first video. But now I needed to be clear on this point, because if anyone ever tried to create a black hole, this is what they would be creating. That is, a space that has no dimensions. But if you believed in Einstein's black hole, that is not what they would be getting. Surprise! Proof that the universe really is static. Because now it should be clear to you that if nothing can flow through it, it must flow around it. So even empty or null space must flow around it, thus creating the null space around the trinary engine's core. That is the fundamental definition of a trinary engine and how gravity works. I must point out that Albert Einstein proved that the dynamic universe could not exist. He stated that a paradox cannot exist in reality, then wrote a book on a theoretical dynamic universe that was based on one paradox after another. He only believed in the static universe of Sir Isaac Newton, so you have to ask yourself why others would embrace the best science fiction ever written and pretend that it was real science. And the answer is clear. To take God out of science so they could take God out of society. But why did Albert write the book if he was going to discredit it at the same time? Money. Did you take "In God We Trust" out of money? No, because you are satanic for allowing such blasphemy. Because God does not need money, nor should you value money as much as you trust in God. Jesus said it was the root of all evil, and nothing good could ever come from it. And he died because you used money. So he died because you sin, and not for your sins. And certainly not so you could continue sinning. So Albert made a very important message that most of you do not understand. And that is that only Satan would believe in this book written for money. He proved how stupid you really are, and there is no denying this. If you believe that everything is possible, including going back in time and killing yourself, then by all means do it. Or shut up about it. Because no rational thinking person would ever think like that. But most of you are not rational. Most of you think the World Trade Center was taken down by computer-generated airplanes because you saw it on TV, when in fact, no one saw it in person. Millions of cameras, no pictures, except for the timely cued clips that had obvious rendering issues. So this is not even possible in the dynamic universe where everything is possible. And it gets worse. The buildings around it fell due to sympathy pains for their taller friends. Because you live in a fantasy world, and the word reality does not apply to you. Because even after the theory of relativity was debunked, you still believed in it, knowing full well that there is no curvature of the space-time fabric of space, and that all his formulas did not hold up at the subatomic level. And to this day, you only use Newtonian math, proving you are nothing but stupid sheeple. If the dynamic universe was true, then the galaxy would behave in a totally different way. The inner solar systems would move around the center of the galaxy many times before the outer systems, much like Mercury rotates around the Sun about every 90 days, while Jupiter rotates around the Sun about every 12 years. But that was proven wrong a long time ago. All the systems rotate around the center of the galaxy at the same rate. Not at the same speed, such that the innermost systems will rotate around the galaxy at the same time the outermost systems does, thus proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that the dynamic universe is wrong, and that all these scientists are just lying to you, because they know Einstein's math does not hold up, and that time cannot exist in a black hole. Not even a theoretical black hole, because if you remove all its dimensions, nothing can exist in it. So why do the powers that be continue to keep this hoax going? Because they know you are too stupid to even understand that. Because you are just slaves to money. You have no honor, no integrity, no morals, no brains. People say that I should go easy on you and not put you down, saying that I can catch more flies with honey than vinegar. But the truth is that you offend me. I have no tolerance for ignorance. I look around and all I see is sin. I have to live like a slave because all of you will not fight for freedom. Because you believe in freedom. I have proven the dynamic universe is a lie, but you only believe in lies because you are all satanic. And that is by the very definition of the word. Because if you believe in the dynamic universe, you do not believe that God created the universe. And that is what Satan said. He would call it chaos. And Jesus said, only Satan uses money. God has no need for slavery, because money is debt. It's nothing more than a spell a dark wizard cast on you. I cannot teach you science as long as you only believe in lies. No reason to talk about the truth when you are all just cowards that bow down to the bankers that enslave you. You do their bidding because you are their enemy and go along with their godless science, making you Satan because you are just stupid sheeple and do not know how to think for yourselves because your brains are wired wrong. Yet you think it's the wizards or Aspie's brains that are wrong. when the truth is that neurotypicals are just jealous of Aspies. That is why you hunted down wizards and witches, and those witch hunts never stopped. Now you are working on vaccines to kill us at birth, as if we were a virus that is infecting you, proving you are evil and satanic, and you only want to kill all of us. I had to turn off the comment section on YouTube because all the stupid things that you say. I do not care what you believe, nor does the universe. And the truth is that I have not said one thing that the other wizards have not said. So calling me stupid is calling them stupid, because all my writing comes from work they have done. The only thing that has changed is my attitude towards you, because I do not like you, nor should I. You have proven time and again that all you are is evil. And I do not put up with evil, nor should I. Nor should I put up with your ignorance. You are lazy, stupid animals, and I am just a dog trying to protect my herd of sheeple. But the sheeple are too stupid to understand that or anything else. And I cannot protect you from yourself, because you are your own worst enemy. I should just check out and leave you to your own demise, because I do not like living in evil just because you are sheeple who believe money is a necessity. Why wait around for you to kill me when I can never die? Wizards will continue to be born into this evil world of sheeple. You will steal their ideas for profit, and then tell them how stupid they are, because that is how you are. I know Tesla's plan for free energy. This is what I call real science. I could show you how to build them, but only for sanctuary, and not for profit. I only believe in freedom. And you cannot buy freedom. You have to earn it. But you are just sheeple who worship money and not God. And Christians are the worst. They believe they can continue to sin in Jesus' name, as their churches back a godless science known as the dynamic universe that proves God does not exist. So you were all satanic and two-faced liars, because only Satan believes that way. And it's not until you can change your evil ways will anything change. But mark my words, the Ice Age is coming, and none of you will survive it, because you are too stupid to live. And then you remember that you are just female sheep. And I am not talking to you at all. And I do this because
I am the light. I am the darkness. I am every shade of gray in between. I am the light wizard in the flesh.